All right. Is Ari here yet? I thought Ari was waiting in the Bristol Farms green room.
Yay!
Is he here?
Ari!
There he is!
There he is!
Yeah. How you doing, man?
We've all been waiting for you.
How are you guys?
Hey, it's
Ari.
Good to see you.
First of all, about that UFC fighting thing.
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
I have the video. I'll give it to
oh, really?
You as a parting gift.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it sent to us yesterday, and I saw it. I was like, this is incredible.
Did they get to, like, shower off before they bone, or is it just straight to that?
I think the... Yeah,
was there an intermission where I go get a
shower,
no
we
idea. Come back, did we go to a separate place today?
I am fascinated.
I feel like it should be Game of Thrones-like,
oh.
where the guy gets to twist the dude's neck, even just to fake it.
Just
to
yeah,
twist
yeah.
it, and then go right over and start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Ari Shaffir, you know him probably, I mean, the first time... I even saw your face, Ari. It was with your viral video.
Those amazing races.
The amazing races. Now, do you still get recognized everywhere because of that?
Once in a while. More online.
Really?
Well, it's all these 14-year-old junior high kids.
So yeah. Never in the grocery store?
No.
All right.
No.
Home Depot?
I've never caught any... Yeah, once in a while. Like, hey, you got more jobs. I've never caught any real flack for it live. Just online. Online, I got so many death threats.
Death threats?
Oh, yeah. All the time. You know how it is online.
Well, yeah.
You guys have
everybody's
a Twitter. Anyone who's gotten a Twitter has had AIDS wished upon them.
Oh.
Any sort of public.
All right.
Yeah, it's always the worst. This video sucks. I hope you die.
You know, Heidi, come on. Seriously,
no,
you get beat
yes.
up on Twitter all the time.
On Twitter, on every piece of social media.
But it's amazing because it looks like they actually hit you, which
right.
is strange.
That's
like, I don't know
thing.
How they actually reach through
right.
Twitter and actually make contact.
Yep. You look like an ugly post-op transsexual.
No, are you?
And you're unfunny. So.
You grew up...
is that what they say?
Oh, yeah.
You grew up Orthodox Jew.
Yeah,
and then you went to Israel to study some place
for a couple of years
to
like
do what?
A seminary
to do you wanted to be what?
Just learned. People say it's to be a rabbi, but it wasn't really that. It was just you just study your religion for a couple of years. You learn about it. You can be a better Jew.
And then you became a stand-up comic instantly after you did that.
Pretty soon after I left, I was like, "Nah, I'm not going to do this anymore."
What'd your parents say? Were they like?
They're pretty pissed about it.
Yeah,
my dad said that. I told him I didn't believe in God, and I didn't want to go to religious school anymore.
Yeah.
And he was like, even a dog believes in God. Are you lower than a dog? And I was like, oh, Jesus. I didn't expect that. I was like, how do you know that?
You're right. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, like, where's the math on that?
Right. Oh, my dog's not sleeping. He's praying.
Yeah. But he got over it after a while.
Now, you are doing something that... seems to be becoming more of a trend now with comics, successful ones anyway, that you can actually just put out a special directly to your fans, like Louis C.K. model.
Yeah.
No middleman.
This is the first time you're attempting the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a new thing, man.
So you could,
screw the network.
You could go, like,
forget their standards.
Crazy millionaire all of a sudden. Just boom.
Well, no, it won't be that good. I'm just trying to get the money back for the shoot. And I'll
think it'll
be millionaire status. Yeah. When Louis C.K. does it and when Rogan does it, those are different. Those guys.
And you tour with Rogan a lot, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was just somewhere with him.
He's so damn smart. Like, I love listening to his show. He's just, because the thing I love about Rogan, I've said it before, is that he's like, he can get extremely filthy, dirty, but come back around and be really
philosophical,
super, super smart, knows a lot.
Knowledgeable. That's all he does is read.
Yeah. It's great. And then back to BJ jokes.
Right. I love that mix.
I
love
that. I like those a lot.
He's a well-rounded fellow.
Your comedy special, Passive Aggressive, it's available on chill.com.
Yeah.
And
it's the new model, man. We don't have to worry. I'm sure you guys have bosses, too, that tell you don't do a sketch that you find funny. Because they're like, we're not sure if somebody will like it. And how great would it be to be like, oh, why don't you guys just go F yourselves?
Oh, my God.
It would be a lot better.
Well, it is interesting. Like, doing something like this, you have to worry about offending 0.0004% of a population of a group of people that aren't there. You're like, no.
Why?
Right.
Yeah.
We're worried
You're
about
Christians from the Midwest. You're not listening anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't want you anymore. You're not part of our society.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have to have that conversation with people sometimes when they listen to this show. And it's like, you do have a knob and a selection of other stations. I mean, why are you here all the time? If you hate this, then don't listen to it because I don't care.
I like when people go, like, I'm offended. And I want to be like, okay. so what? I don't have to change my behavior because of that.
Right. Yeah. Change the channel.
Someone else was happy and someone else got angry.
Somebody else cracked up laughing.
Yeah. And now if they don't want it, they don't have to get it because they can just go and purchase it. Like it's a direct line to what you want. And that's what we did when we did podcasting. We actually did a subscription model where people would pay. And so it's like you didn't have to deal with that. And you didn't have the bosses and you could get a little extreme and go out there. You're doing podcasting. You have a couple shows.
I'm on with the Toad Hop Network.
Toad Hop Network. Well, I hear about this thing. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. You should totally listen to it.
Toad Hop Network is just an incredible facility. It has the best podcast around. You do a sports show called Punch Drunk.
Yeah, it's going to be today, noon to 2, on www.toadhopnetwork.com.
Oh, company man. Look at that.
/ live at 12 to 2 Pacific time.
Now,
you can tune in.
You're the passive aggressive show on chill.com.
Yeah.
As we do all your plugs. How long? So is it an hour?
It's 72 minutes.
72
That's another thing. There's no like, oh, you have to cut it off in exactly an hour.
You're like, I felt like being funny for 72, and then I was out. Threw the mic down, I'm done.
It was like 85, and I just cut it down to somewhat passable, and then it was like, all right.
How long does it take you to craft 72 minutes?
That was a year of the hardest work I've ever done.
Where you go in little clubs, and you're like, well, that one didn't work.
Yeah, constantly Delete. Working on new jokes. Yeah. Constantly bombing and feeling terrible. I'm like,
really?
Well, let me try something.
Bombing?
Well, just for a little bit. I've been doing it long enough now where I can pull my way out.
But yeah, is bombing somewhat satisfying to you a little bit? I mean, in a weird way. I mean, when I watch a comedian and I see them trying new stuff and I see it bombing, I'm laughing because of the bombing. And I don't know if that's just me being...
maybe it's uncomfortable nerves or... like.
I did too. Like, when you see somebody prepare a joke with the point of making people laugh, and the people in the audience come only to laugh, and those two things together should definitely match into the laugh. And then if it doesn't, it's just like it's this... silence for a second. It's so stupid.
The second feels like 40 seconds. Just like, oh.
Because to be on stage and actually have that and hear that deafening silence, it seems like it lasted for eternity, but it only lasted probably a couple seconds, so you moved on.
Have you ever left?
That's somewhat sad. I mean, where you kind of laugh inside to yourself because, like, my God, that was so bad.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah, just absolutely nothing. And just run with it. Is that how you get yourself out of it? You start playing off the bomb itself?
Yeah, usually I tell them. Like, well, you know, that was really terrible, you guys. Or sometimes I say you guys were right not to laugh. Like, I'll be honest. Nah, it didn't really do a good
job.
Have
you ever just left the stage where you went, I'm bombing so bad, you had that, like, case of anxiety where you're just like, good night, everybody. And they're like, you still had three more minutes.
No, but I would love to say that. There's this clip my friend Vijay Okerson always shows me of this guy trying out for some television, like BET show, and or maybe cable access. And the guy, everyone starts booing him. It's this black show. Everyone starts booing him. He goes, you all ain't going to run me out of here. Y'all ain't gonna run me out of here. And then he stops for 2 seconds and goes, all right, I'm out. It was so awesome.
From confident to nothing in 2 seconds.
And you realize, oh, I have no better jokes than that.
Be sure and go to chill.com and get Ari's latest comedy special.
$5. That's how you support new stand-up comedy.
That's all it is?
$5. Oh, and then if you keep
incredible.
Paying for that, I'll keep making specials every year.
Yeah, I do like this model. It's
if the fans support the art.
The fans support the art. That's what it's turning into with everything. So it's be sure and do that. Go get his latest comedy special, Passive Aggressive. You have other stuff, too, coming out. What's this? Inappropriate comedy? What's this?
It's More Amazing Racist Things.
More Amazing Racist Stuff.
Yeah, the ShamWow guy. I'm not even joking. The ShamWow guy.
The guy who looks like a pirate or whatever.
Yeah, Vince.
ShamWow.
Yeah. The guy who bit the hooker. Oh, no, the hooker bit his tongue.
Yeah,
that's
right,
what it was.
Yeah.
He paid for it. He paid for new ones.
Nice.
He actually put the money up. I've told a bunch of people. I was like, because people come to me and they're like, well, we don't do more. And they have like $100. And I'm like, I can't rent a single hidden camera for that much money. But he was like, yeah, I'll pay for it the right way. Let's do it. So he did
more.
He's
got some ShamWow money.
Yeah, the ShamWow
guy. He's got a bunch of ShamWow money.
Damn.
I bought one.
He's like Jay Leno. He only lives off ShamWow money and he leaves a slap chop money for his children.
You said you have a 15 second clip from Passive Aggressive? All right, let's hear it.
The big one is herpes. And that's one out of four people, which means a quarter of you in here have full-blown herpes. One out of four people. Do you know what that means? That means one of the Beatles had herpes.
Thank you so much, Ari, for coming in.
You're welcome.
Be sure to check out Punch Drunk later today, noon to 2 at toadhopnetwork.com. And go website?
AriTheGreat.com.
AriTheGreat.com. Twitter?
Ari Shaffir. At Ari Shaffir.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, And if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day. All you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.